this last week, we were all the priests of the diocese were down in San Juan Bautista retreat house on a study week. And one part of our week was to improve our preaching. So they brought in a Presbyterian minister to teach us how to preach. I thought that was rather interesting. They couldn't find one of us, so they brought in not one decent priest in the diocese that can preach. Seriously. But anyway, it was really, really fascinating. I learned a lot of stuff before, but he helped us understand form. Like you would write a letter or a type, any other thing you would write, you have a form. And preaching has a form. And so he was giving us multiple different forms with which we could use to help us take off and land, if you would, when it comes to homilies, or he called them sermons, which we had to educate him a little bit about. So that was the kind of the theoretical session in the morning. And then in the afternoon the next day, we had practicums, and we broke up into small groups. And we were to, so he went, and we broke open these very passages today. And so we gathered as groups, and then he said, okay, so I'd like you to do this. And we broke it open, did it as a group. And then he said, so I'd like you now, in the group that you're with, I'd like you to choose one of the five forms I've told you and ask, choose one and then assemble it together and then put it down on a piece of paper. And then just before he finishes this, now I know some of you will find working together quite difficult because you're used to doing the homily on your own. So if you absolutely must, go ahead and work on your own. So I turned around to my group. I said, so, which form will we use? We're using the individual form. I said, what? We're not going to work together? No work. Nope. And the form went off. I was shocked. And so, the deacon and I felt sort of bad for one another, and so we formed our own little group to pull it together. But what fascinated me was the whole reading, the whole set of readings, all through are talking about the Spirit and how the Spirit is the Spirit of unity. You see the irony, right? And I said, that's what I'm going to preach on. I'm going to preach on the fact that we couldn't do it. But it is so, and it's not just priests. It's all of us. We live in a society of rugged individualism. It is so hard to get anybody to commit to anything other than for me. Whatever it is, for me, mine, and I. And then they can commit. But when we find it so hard, even inside the family unit, to do something together. And there's great drama. Kids will fight and go, no, I want to go here, I want to go there. And we say, well, no, how about this place? No, I want to go there. And we so hard to get unity. And I think it's society. It's not just our current society. It's also inside of us. It's not a bad thing to be an individual. That's a good thing. But the Lord in today's readings is saying, this must be formed a unity for a purpose. And so he sends his Spirit to his individually, the tongues of fire land on each of the disciples individually. So we receive individually. But it is the Spirit that unifies them in a single message. And the message is what is unifying. And then as they speak, the message, of course, is heard in all different languages, but they all can hear because of the one Holy Spirit. And of course, Paul's beautiful, beautiful image of the body of Christ, that we are all different parts, but we operate one. You see, we sometimes think that we're better off on our own, that we can do this, and there is there's a goodness to that. Don't get me wrong. There's a goodness that I can do this. But what we sometimes forget is that there's a greater in unity. It is that we are greater than the sum of the individual parts. And I don't know quite how that works, but the more we empty ourselves, the more we are full. The more we give away, the more we receive. When we act in the Spirit and allow the Spirit to flow through us, that's the way it works. The laws of humanity are defied because they're divine laws. God's Spirit works through us, and it's always more. Let me give you an example. No one of us could have done what we did with the homeless shelter this last winter. No one of us could. But because we bound together as a community, look at what we did. Not only did we change our own community, where over 600 individual parishioners got involved, but we also got three other communities to come with us, and now we've got four more communities who want to do it next year. That is a movement of Spirit that can only happen because we worked together, because we allowed the Spirit to work through us together. And when we do that, then we hear the message of the gospel today in a completely different way. Because the message of Christ gives to us is always peace. When we operate in the Spirit, it brings us peacefulness. It doesn't always feel good, but there's peace. There's peace in our soul, there's peace in what we say, and there's peace in what we do. That is the sign of harmony and unity in the Spirit. So the question is, what next? What could we possibly go above? And I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but I know this much, that if we continue to listen to the Spirit and let the Spirit take the lead, then it will be greater than any one of us could do on our own. And that is what we celebrate tonight, in a special way tonight, in the 30 participants on our fire probe. For the last 4 months, they've committed to this extra commitment of listening to the Spirit, to be united in a single task of listening. Listening to the Spirit in their hearts, not only for themselves, but for our community. And it's not just for them they've listened to. They've listened to it for themselves, but also for us in our community. And now we're going to send them forward with a mission, but the mission is not for them alone as individuals, but representing to the whole community, and indeed the community beyond. And why? Because the Spirit cannot be limited to a single community. There is no limits to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit blows where it wills, and it will take us to where the Holy Spirit wants us to go. And so our promise as participants in this program is to share everything we've learned with all of the community, both inside here, the Holy Spirit, but also beyond. And hopefully take us to a new level, to where we do not know, because it is the Spirit who guides us. It is the Spirit who will lead us. But in every one of our own lives, remember that Holy Spirit comes to you. That tongue of fire lands on your head, each and every single one of us. There's nobody left out. Nobody left out. We all receive that gift of the Spirit. And it's for us individually to let that Spirit flow through us and to listen to Jesus in our own heart and say, Lord, take me to where you want me to go. Do not be afraid, is what Jesus says to us. Do not be afraid. Let the Spirit flow in your life. If you let the Spirit flow, I will promise you that great things will happen because it is the Spirit. So today, at this Eucharist, we are united in one Spirit. The Spirit is given to every single one of us. every single day. But in a special way today, we celebrate the feast of our parish. That is given to us individually for the sake of the community and the community beyond. Let us listen to that Spirit. Let us not be afraid of what the Spirit will do in our lives. And let this peace of Christ then flow from us and to others, that others too then will come and listen to Christ.